Joining me on the line is Phil Drain, Corporate Director of Planning and Economy at Brentwood Council. So good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Lovely to speak to you. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Yeah, we're getting ready for Christmas, which is fun. I've just heard that you're not playing Christmas music yet, though, so we'll leave that for now.
Yeah, well, I'll probably start that next week. I don't want to get there too early. Brentwood has been in the news, which we've seen everywhere. This new variant, Omicron, identified in Brentwood. And we've already put out calls for anyone that's been at the KFC on the 19th of November between 1 and 5. And anyone who attended the Trinity Church on the 21st of November, you need to go and get tested immediately. So have we got any more updates on this?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's not great, again, to be in the news for reasons that we all wouldn't want. But the case was linked to the first one in the country in Nottingham, and it was linked here. So obviously, what has happened is identifying everywhere that anyone may have been at risk from that case to come to. Generally, what we're doing is following the advice of Public Health England and Essex County Council. So I think, as you've just said there, really, if you're showing symptoms, it's the same message to go and get a PCR test. But also, I think, on us to think about maybe taking more lateral flow tests. The suggestion is that happens twice a week. Certainly, people going in and out of work or school, it's good to regularly keep doing that so that we're just keeping up with being safe and making sure that we're identifying any issues if there aren't symptoms in that particular case. But there has been a lot of work over the past week now to identify everyone who may have come into contact. So I think there's been a good containment job done. But obviously, as we know from the national news, it's just about being sensible, being safe, slightly more restrictions when it comes to face masks in shops and areas where that's sensible. So I think the general message is for people just to be cautious and sensible leading up to Christmas in particular. But we still want to try as much as we can to carry on with normal things in life.
Yeah, absolutely. Brentwood Environmental Business Alliance, which is called BEBA, had its first meeting online. How did it go and what was discussed?
Well, I mean, we're excited about this. So the Brentwood Environmental Business Alliance, which we're shortening to BEBA, is something that we launched at the Brentwood Business Showcase last month. And then, yeah, as you say, we had our first meeting this week. And that's really about just getting together with the businesses who have signed up to pledge to do more to essentially become carbon neutral. So we met with businesses this week, and it's about thinking about all sorts of things, really. And essentially, the council going first on making sure that we are doing what we're saying we should be doing about reducing our carbon footprint, about doing things such as planting more trees or thinking about how businesses might be able to implement technology that reduces things that they're doing that would be bad on the environment, recycling and waste disposal, thinking about all sorts of different ambitions when it comes to electric vehicle charging and different things like that. So the sort of things that anyone can do is endless, and the point of BEBA is really just to get businesses pledging to do more. And it's about working together to identify all the different things that we can do. So there may even be new ideas that come up, and I'm sure there will be as we talk together. But the point is, let's meet together. Let's be really deliberate about the things that we want to do to improve our environmental impacts. And let's help each other to do that, to hold each other accountable that we are actually making those changes, but also to challenge each other with innovations and ideas about how we can better do that. So we will be meeting regularly. There is a BEBA LinkedIn page and a BEBA point on the website. It's brentwood/BEBA.co.uk. You can find out more things online. And there's also a social media feed where we're trying to share the things that we're doing.
And can anyone actually join this, Phil? So any Brentwood business can join it. There's no fee. You can just join up, and then you can put ideas forward and also get ideas back as well.
Exactly. The whole idea really is just to help each other, because I think everyone talks about wanting to be more environmentally friendly, and we're all hopefully being more environmentally conscious. But it's quite difficult sometimes to think, well, I don't know how to do that, or I don't know what investments to make or what decisions to make about things. So it might even just be the products that you buy, the level of recycling that we do, where things, supply chains come from, all of that stuff. So for different businesses, it's going to mean different things. So it's just about getting together on a regular basis to work through that and to hold each other accountable so that we are making improvements and striving for those things. So what we're going to be doing is setting up a more of a formal structure where we appoint a chair and a vice chair. We have guest speakers at the meetings who are often businesses who have done great things to sort of really inspire change. So we had Zest Recycle speak at our first meeting, looking at how current CO2 emissions can be reduced. And anyone is welcome.
And that's all the W's, brentwood-bieber.co.uk.
That's right.
And so we'll make sure the details are up online for that. Business and funding, an additional £200,000 has been provided. Companies can apply for up to £5,000 per grant.
Yeah. So again, this is another round of the Essex Business Adaptation Grant. This is further money that's come from government through Essex County Council that we now have and we want to distribute, as we have been doing over the past year or so, to as many businesses as possible. If businesses have applied before, you can apply again. Essentially, this is money to support new equipment or employees to work from home as a result of COVID restrictions or anything that feels that it's the best way of operating and being safe. So business owners need to show that they will use the money to make changes that protect the health and safety of employees and customers. So that's the principle behind the funding. And anyone can apply up to £5,000. And as we have done before, we've been distributing lots of money over the past year. We need those applications to come in, really encourage all businesses who think that they've got ideas to sort of purchase new equipment or do things to make people feel safe. And we'll make sure that money is distributed as quickly as possible. Hopefully that will help over the next month, particularly around Christmas time.
And if you want to find out more, you just email business@brentwood.gov.uk. And the grants are open from December the 6th and will close on December the 12th. So if you need to get your details in, and if you know you're successful, it'll be from the 13th of December. And now there's loads of stuff happening in Brentwood and Shenfield and Ingatestone. So what's going on?
Well, we got our Discover Winter theme across the borough, which is really good stuff. Lots of different things going on in different places. Late night shopping happened last night and is happening across the borough. And there's also Christmas in Shenfield event this weekend. We've got the Naughty Elf Trail, which I think you chatted to Tracy about last week, where we've got elves popping up in shop windows across Brentwood, Ingatestone and Shenfield. So it's for kids and families and anyone who wants to go out and track down some naughty elves. And there's treats that are in different shops when you go round and do that trail. And then, yeah, lots of other events. Christmas in Crown Street event we had last weekend, which was a great success. Lots of fun had there, different events and people coming along and supporting local shops. And ultimately, that's really our message, is to say we're just really keen, particularly coming up to Christmas time, that people get out and about, support your local high street, whether that's Brentwood, Shenfield, Ingatestone or other local area. Get out and do some Christmas shopping. Think about how you can do that. And in particular, if you're concerned about obviously what we've been talking about with COVID and things, we have the Click It Local platform, yes, which is something we've spoken about before, but definitely something that we want to make a push for this Christmas. Click It Local's an online marketplace that local shops have signed up to. We've got lots of local shops, particularly in Brentwood, Ingatestone, Shenfield, signed up to that. So you can go online via discoverbrentwood.co.uk and click on shop, and then it will take you straight to Click It Local in Brentwood and actually across lots of Essex. But that's a way that you can shop online and get things delivered to you. And that's local produce, local stuff that's in local shops. So definitely get out and support it. Lots more information on discoverbrentwood.co.uk.